disprove, you can't prove.
You can't prove things. You can only disprove things. So,
exactly.
So if you only fed emulsifiers without the sugar content or without some of the other ingredients, and they did get type 2 diabetes, you still haven't proven anything, but you have not been able to disprove that emulsifiers are causative. You would need to then delve into mechanism. And there's a certain point when you can make mechanistic observations and know how function works. We're, the overriding principles of science be darned. You've proved something.
Close enough. Good enough. You've gotten there. You've
found a positive mechanism. That's not proof. I don't know.
There's always questions. This is science. There are always more questions. Yeah. If you aren't finding something that leads you to more questions, then you haven't done it right.
With any good research, more research is needed.
Yeah. I do like the idea, though, that they're not looking at it as a, you know, this is a simple situation and it could be additive and there could be a cocktail effect as well. So the emulsifiers by themselves might not be an issue, but it could be.
Fridays for Future is a global movement of school strikers calling for urgent action on climate change. Every Friday, school children across the world strike from school for their futures, calling for leaders to unite behind the science, follow with the Paris Agreement, and keep global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. For more information, go to FridaysForFuture.org.
You see, Dave. UC Davis students save on season events at the Mondavi Center. Full-time enrolled students with valid student ID get half off all tickets. First-year students, transfers, and graduate students can receive one free ticket to any Mondavi Center season event during their first year. To get your half off or free ticket, see mondaviarts.org.
Good morning, everybody. Guten Morgen, as they say in Germany. I'm DJ Hayes.
I'm DJ Mad Dog.
I'm checking the background music.
That's DJ A-Zone.
I'm DJ I can introduce myself.
She was taking her sweet time.
Dang, we're not in a rush. Are we in a
good
rush
morning,
this morning,
everyone? You're listening to KDBS Davis 90.3. This is our PA show, The Yellow House.
Pretty lit. 90.3.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the following views presented in this half an hour do not reflect the views of KDBS, KDBS sponsors, or the University of California, just so y'all know. Do we have anything we want to chat about in particular today? Mad Dog made us a really awesome list of topics last time.
I've been thinking a lot about, like, a talent that I wish I had. So we could talk about talents we wish we had. And
what is,
like,
what's the talent that you wish you had?
Well, wait, now I'm blanking. Someone else come up with the talent they wish they had while I rethink mine.
Okay. So I wish I had really good hand-eye coordination. And, like, I wish that I was more athletic than I am, because then I could, like, be impressive in all fields of life, and instead of, like, you know, maybe, like, doing pretty well in, like, the arts, but, like, I would also want to, like, be really good at sports, and also just, I don't know, I feel like I would want to be a better runner.
See, I would also like to just be, like, more, like, naturally athletic, but I don't really care for, like, putting the work in, so I'm not really, like, complaining, you know, like, I'm not an athletic person, but I do wish that I was and I didn't have to work for it. Mad respect for the people that do.
Yeah. I wish I could just, like, run, because how lit would it be if, like, you're hanging out with your friends and then one day you're like, yeah, no, I'm gonna, like, run a marathon tomorrow.
Dude,
and then you just do
you
it.
Have a friend who's offered to learn how to practice running a marathon with you.
I'll learn.
Yeah, shout out Liv.
Just kidding, Liver, I'll learn with you. But I'm like an embarrassing runner is the issue.
Well, you just gotta work on that form, Mad Dog.
I just like flail around. My other talent is, I really wish, DJ A-Zone has started this. I wish I could just like memorize where all of the states are laid out in the countries.
Yeah, I mean, I don't just know the states. Me and DJ Hayes actually know every single country in the world. Yeah, but I feel like you didn't really emphasize it enough, and I just want to put that out there into the radio waves. Me and DJ Hayes know the locations of every country in the world.
But I know 30 states.
So. That's fire.
DJ Mad Dog, there are actually 51 states.
There's actually 52 states.
Is there?
Okay, well, no, you guys are messing with me.
That's what I was counting when I said that before.
Wait,
for sure.
Yeah, you were counting like Puerto Rico.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Wait, when you said 30?
52. No, I didn't say there was 30. I can name 30 without looking at a map. Like off the top of my head, I could name 30 states because we played a game.
I can name 50.
I think I could name all the states. It would just be out of order.
Yeah. Well,
there is no order. Yeah. Like we didn't have a blank map. You just like it's a fun game. I recommend all listeners
Friends. Me, this is DJ A-Zone. Me, my mom, Mad Dog, and our friend Zoe.
Them and I.
Ooh. I don't really care, bro. I don't care. But, okay, me and my mom and Mad Dog and our friend Zoe, we did that game from Friends where we, like, get a blank piece of paper and try to write every state out from the top of your head. And it's more difficult than you'd think. Like, even if you know every state, like, it's hard to conjure all of them when you're just staring at it. And most people do forget, like, at least a couple. Like, I think my mom forgot two. And she knows all the states. I don't know if anyone's doubting that. But I did get all 50. But like that's not the point.
She also beat us to it. Like she ended first. But I was proud of myself. My goal was 30, 35. And I'll do it again soon. So mom, dad, if you're listening, like I'm working on that. Don't worry. I named all the states we've been to. So
that's fire.
Which I've been to a lot, not to flex. I'm well traveled.
I'm not too well traveled.
I feel like I just haven't been to like a lot of states, but
yeah, I've been outside of the country.
I've been outside of the country, but like I don't know. I think domestically,
I've been to like 12 states and one other country. I'm not super well traveled.
I feel like, shout out my cousins for having their bar and bat mitzvah. And I got to fly out to the East Coast. And that kind of got me out there. But besides, and for like the middle school trip to the East Coast. But I don't know. Besides that, nothing much really.
I've been to a lot of states because like, I moved from Connecticut to Colorado when I was younger, and we drove out. And so, like, we made a day of...
It's louder than you think.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. We made a day of each state or 2 days that we were in, because my brother and I were younger, so it was, like, it was a long drive. So we would stop and, like, do little things in the city. So that's lit. That's basically why.
If you would like to call in and let us know...
how
like
many states you can name?
If you've been to a cool place, or just
how
like
you know.
how many states you can name? You can call in if you'd like at 530-754-5387. If you'd like.
What do you guys think is like an underrated state or an underrated place? I think Sacramento's underrated.
Sacramento's super underrated.
I think Sacramento is kind of as lit as it gets.
Underrated state? Low-key, like, California, bro.
No one's saying that.
Low-key, underrated state.
I feel like Montana.
I think it's perfectly rated.
Montana is beautiful, though. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I rode a horse in Montana. My grandparents used to live there. So I would go out every summer, and I rode a horse there.
Bro went awesome. Horseback riding in Montana. That's awesome.
Well, I feel like, maybe not, like, culture-wise, not to...
Like,
not
beauty. To, like landscape is what we're talking about.
Nature. The nature part of it.
Does Montana have Yellowstone, or is that a different...
That's Wyoming.
But Wyoming's not.
Yeah, I don't really care. Wyoming's an interesting spot on the map. I feel like it's very... no offense to Wyomingans. I don't know what y'all call yourselves, but it's kind of a... If you're picturing the map, I feel like it's very easy to, like, forget Wyoming.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
I remembered that one. Also,
but
I have a new question.
Can you place it on a map is the question, bro? Because I remember you saying, oh, I know Wyoming. I was trying to name all the four corners. And it's not one of
the
four corners.
Okay, it's Colorado and Utah, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Nevada?
No.
New Mexico?
Yeah.
I knew it started with an N.
No, she knew it.
Okay. I also have a new question. What's your guys' favorite national park? Is that big in your guys's? I feel like, Hazel, do you have a favorite national park, right?
I feel like I haven't been to that many, but I definitely, I don't know. I've got to say Yosemite because I kind of grew up partly in Yosemite, which was really cool. That was a good experience. My family has a long history in Yosemite, and it's like, I don't know. I have a little part of me there. And hopefully I can go soon. I think I'm planning on going this summer.
Yeah, that sounds lit. Sorry.
I didn't.
Oh, I think they got it. But
okay.
That was just funny.
My favorite is Yellowstone, because I went there every summer as a kid. Have you been to national parks?
Like any? Yeah, I like Yosemite. My family doesn't really go to parks that much.
We'll go to parks.
We're like, I don't know. I think a lot of people in my family have been to a lot of national parks probably, but like, I'm the youngest of four kids,
yeah,
so as soon as I was born, we like stopped doing a lot of stuff, like going on like vacations and stuff.
I just searched up Yellowstone to make sure that like I was right about it being in Wyoming. And I just want to say this says a lot about society is that the first thing that showed up was the movie, or like it was like the TV show. And that's just wild to me. What? Are you kidding me? Like one of the most famous national parks in the US, and the thing that comes before it is a TV show. That's wild.
Although the TV show is really good. My parents are super into it.
Well, yeah, but I bet if we had...
I bet the park is also really good.
Yeah. Nah, it's mid.
When I went to Yellowstone, my father saved a kid from drowning because he was, like, getting sucked away by the current, and my dad pulled him out of the water. And that's kind of one of the only things I remember. But... Oh, we also saw some bison, but... Not a lot. I was very young. So.
That's really lit of your dad. Shout out Hazel's dad. I forget his name. Mr. Henninger. Oh, was that?
No, it's fine. I don't care.
I know your dad's name, I think.
What's my dad's name?
Is it Will?
They're going to find my dad.
No, you told
no,
me to
I
say
know,
it.
I know. But I just realized.
I wasn't going to.
Yeah. What if I told my mom to tune in today.
She's going to be like, dang, y'all are doxing us.
Okay, it is in Wyoming. Sorry, it just loaded. But I know that, I don't know, Phoenix A-Zone.
DJ A-Zone.
No, I didn't. Okay, so I know that you're not a big outdoorsy person. As you mentioned, if we were to go camping, you would not want to go. But
I'd go if there was like, if we went camping somewhere with like a real bathroom. That's I don't want to like
the woods is your bathroom.
Yeah, then I'm not going, bro.
But do you mean like a park bathroom? Like you know,
like yeah, like
bathroom.
If it's like close enough where like in the middle of the night you can go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And there's like a toilet that flushes. That's what I require.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like I don't know. Unless it's like one night and then I'll go even if there's not a toilet.
I have to say that if like going camping with like close friends is awesome because then in the middle of the night if you have to go to the bathroom you can wake them all up and then it's like a little adventure like trekking to the bathroom.
What?
I don't but I don't know. Shout out doing a lot of shout outs on the show. Shout out Maxine and Rena and Molly.
First and last name is Hazel. I'm not kidding. DJ Hayes, my bad.
It's okay. But shout out them because we would go on, I mean it was like only 2 years with Max and Rena, but we would go on this on a camping trip every summer to a river and it was just so fun and I really want to go back but my mom got tired of planning them. But Molly and I we've been going since fifth grade. No, now I'm in college, which is crazy.
Can you believe our first year of college is almost over?
It's almost done. What do we have, like 5 weeks?
Yeah, freaking semester.
That's crazy.
Semester schools are finishing up like this week and we have 5 weeks left.
I see a lot of my friends from back home like being home and I'm like, oh, I gotta find the motivation to pull through.
Shout out Dibby for for making it to Davis the day that he got out of school.
Yeah, shout out Dibby. Shout out like everyone that pulled up to Hazel's birthday. We had a great time celebrating dearest DJ Hayes, very lovely woman who's blessed all of our lives.
I got a lot of
I wouldn't say all that.
Damn.
You can say that.
Bro, my favorite part about DJ Mad Dog is that every time she has a show, she texts me and says, am I allowed to say this? Can a song say this? And I'm like, yes, they can. There's like very few things that we're not allowed to like air because they're inappropriate. But DJ Mad Dog's very cautious. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, it's better to be safe than sorry. But, yeah. Hey, we got it. We got there. But I showed my grandparents and my parents the station yesterday. And they thought it was really cool. I gave them a little tour. I gave them kind of an actual tour. Like, I went through the history and everything, and I was like, because I've given tours for the station before, and I did that for them. So, I was just looking around, and I was like, wow, what a wonderful place to be right now.
Crazy lit vibes.
Yes. So, any other topics that you wanted to talk about? DJ Mad Dog?
No, it's up to the group.
Okay.
I went through my list last time.
Well, let me just tell you guys what I got for my birthday from my wonderful co-host. They gave me a giant bowl of spaghetti. And when I'm talking about giant, like,
it was a big bowl of spaghetti.
I ate maybe like five like regular bowls full and I still have half of the bowl left in my fridge. And
we don't mess around when it comes to spaghetti.
Yeah, but I just appreciate it. They know me so well. And I have a meal for the rest of the month. For the rest of the month, if we're being honest. But
I love DJ Hayes because she frequently says Oh, dear listeners, if you didn't know, which you probably don't, the three of us are going to be living together next year.
In a yellow house.
In a yellow
hence
house.
The name of our podcast.
No. Stay away from the mic, Mad Dog. And DJ Hayes frequently...
it's on most lit lane.
Wow, that really
that scared me.
Bro,
a little
it
bit.
Brought me real stress. Y'all don't know this about Mad Dog, but she like
she drops all of her personal
she drops all her personal information and like she would honestly dox us on air. But but DJ Hayes frequently says that when we live together and have like a kitchen, she's gonna meal prep by just making one massive bowl of spaghetti at the beginning of the week and just eating spaghetti all week.
Oh, and I'm gonna eat some hot cereal, some cream of wheat every morning too.
That's a new one. She dropped that on us this morning.
Yeah, I saw semolina, I think it's called. And it was like somebody made a semolina loaf and it looked really good. And I was just thinking, like, I love cream of wheat cereal. It's like, how do I explain it? It's like liquidy.
It sounds so appetizing.
Here.
That's like that. My favorite adjective to describe cereal is what did you say, liquidy?
But I don't know, I just love it, and I love like putting in some brown sugar, and I hope I'm making some of you crave cream of wheat right now.
For breakfast every day, I'm gonna be making a fried egg and putting it on a bagel with onion and maybe like pepperoni or some other cured meat. That's what I'm gonna eat every day.
Will you make me breakfast every morning?
No.
Well, no one wants your liquid cereal, bro. I'll make you breakfast.
Bro, thank you. Yeah, I was mostly asking Phoebe. I kind of could care less about cream of wheat or creamer wheat. What is it?
Cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat, yeah.
I'm going to make, like, delicious, like, hot home-cooked meals every day. Maybe I'll make homemade bagels, bro. I don't know. Like, we can get crazy.
You don't have to get that fancy. I just want...
Do you not think I'm capable of
all
making bagels, bro?
Like,
me and Hazel, me and
scraps, bro, Hazel,
bro, me and DJ Hayes can make bagels for y'all. Like, we can bless y'all.
Yeah,
I've never made bagels before, but it like low key, it's in our blood.
I know some of our other housemates are saying that they're gonna like start making bread or like make some crazy stuff, but. We'll see if that actually happens or goes through because I...
DJ Hayes is... Her expectations are low. She's making cream of wheat, bro.
Yeah, no,
we're
bro.
Just going to have pantries full of survival.
Oh, my God. Oh, one note I was thinking.
Can we have so many pickles?
Well, yes, yeah, of that, course. You don't even have to ask, bro. Obviously.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying that I had a genius idea that was inspired by Ormph because
and
not...
By Tetsu.
I don't know what I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, bro. at Ormph, nearby there was a playground, so that's why I'm telling this story. The sink. Yeah, we don't have to talk about that. I'll tell you later, Hayes. But no, at next to Ormph there was a playground, and there was one of those big net structures with a trampoline in the middle, and I was thinking, wait. We should get a trampoline for our backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not, like, a perfect idea?
No, definitely. Yeah. I'm down with that. I think we should honestly set up a whole playground in our backyard.
Well, have a playground, remember, behind...
Yeah, but...
not to give too many specifics on where we live, gosh. But there's a playground nearby.
Wait, we can put a trampoline by the fence and trampoline
over the fence
into the playground.
Oh my God.
That's such a good idea. Wait, we should also...
I did not think it was something.
What do you
mean? There's a whole parking lot in between. Like, we have to remember that.
But I also think that we should put in some, like, what are they called? The, like, rocking horses?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The playground ones, though.
Yeah, I was on one of those the other day.
With the spring?
Yeah.
I'm so down for those.
While we're at it, let's just put a whole like, carousel in our backyard.
Well, that sounds a little big.
Doesn't it sound fun?
Well, it's like Having a carousel
the
is
ones
like
the in front of the grocery stores, the really small ones.
Yes, let's do one of those.
Oh, interesting.
I remember I finished my first week of high school, freshman year of high school, and I went out with some of my friends and we walked to the 99 cent store and they had a carousel in front of it and we went on it and it was fun.
It's a really cool story. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Blessed memories.
Felt it inauthentic.
What?
That felt inauthentic, Mad Dog. Felt like you shouldn't comment. I'm just sharing with the masses what I believe.
I'm using
like,
Mad Dog
don't
as a
know
foot
about
rest
that.
Right now, and it's pleasing me.
Do you want to tell the listeners about how you sprained your ankle?
Yeah, I don't know if y'all know about picnic day at UC Davis, but it's the most lit time of the year, I guess, especially since it was on 420 this year, but anyways.
Picnic day.
It was
cool. Like, there was so many people out.
Yeah. We went to, like, this morning party rave thing. And, you know, it was at, like, I went at, like, 6 a.m. And I think at 7:30 a.m. I was running to jump on DJ Mad Dog because I thought it would be a funny prank. And I trip and I sprained my ankle and it swells really badly and I'm still feeling the effects now. It's pretty rough.
And I'm unscathed, so Mad Dog 1, Hayes 0, sprained ankle 1. But also, I sincerely hope she feels better.
Aw, that's so sweet.
That was so kind. Bro, I was just brought to tears.
Can I tell you guys a story about this guy?
Dude, I'm gonna have to dump that, Madeline. Oh my god.
Can I tell?
Dump this.
Okay, sorry. I'm telling a story about this Snapchat group that I'm in, and there's this random guy. All of the people are random to me. It's just like a really strange group, but there's this one character. His name is Lil Redneck. Don't know his real username or his real name, but
that might just be it.
That's on his birth certificate, Lil Redneck.
Lil Redneck is his real name. But I don't know. He snaps multiple snaps a day to the group chat, like group snaps streaks to the group chat, and he explains what he's doing in his day, and he's like. Good night streaks, but not going to bed quite yet. Going to bed a bit later. Good night, y'all.
Bro, I strive for that level of communication. That's so lit. We need to start doing that to each other, like sending little photos like ready for bed but not quite sleepy. Like you will not catch me doing that, but like mad respect to those of you who participate.
He just snapped morning folks with a picture of a car chase on his TV.
Guys, I don't know what I'm going to talk about for my show when I'm all alone.
Well, you're going to be playing a bunch of music.
Yeah, it's mostly a music show, so you won't have to do a lot of that.
Stay tuned if you would like for some sick beats. And some rowdy.
Sometimes
beats.
I just can't with them. Sometimes.
Why?
You listeners don't have to see, I mean, don't get to see DJ Hayes and DJ Mad Dog every day. Like.
Yeah, they don't have the pleasure like you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly, bro, exactly.
Don't act like you're the one who gets... I don't know what my words are gonna be, but I'm the victim.
Yeah.
Whoa!
I think we can all agree that DJ Mad Dog is the baby.
Yeah.
And the victim. You know, she's just the victim and the baby.
Bro.
Right, that's what you were saying, right, Mad Dog?
It's just like me and Hayes are mommy and daddy and Mad Dog's baby, and that's okay. Like, that's just the natural order of things, and I don't understand.
I'm taller than both of you.
That's not the point. That's not the point.
I'm taller than my mom.
I am too. Well, shout out Marge.
Are you taller than your dad as well?
No.
No, you're not, and I am.
Doesn't make you not baby, bro.
Yes, it does. I'm grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of
we
course.
We love you, DJ Mad Dog.
And we're really proud of you for speaking up for yourself. Mad Dog is throwing pens at our eyeballs right now.
That did
now.
Not just happen.
Oh my god, it's an attempt though.
Okay. Anyways, we are wrapping up here. We have one more minute left until DJ A-Zone's show, Garden Party. So, what do you have to say about that?
It's my show. If you want to tune in, you should. Mad Dog is
free to tune off, but.
Oh my god, the disrespect. JK. I don't. Wait, JK. Do we put our. Do we do it on the KDBS library website or just the regular one?
What?
Our show playlists?
The library.
Okay.
This
is kind of my first show, y'all.
Yeah.
Because we've been in this quarter for a little bit, but my show's only every other week. And my first show, I accidentally had a scheduling conflict and I had to go into work right when it started. And my second show was on fundraiser week, which I hope any of y'all listening donated. But that's a very special time where we just yap the whole time. So it was like the last half an hour, but for an hour and a half. What the heck is my password? Oh my gosh.
Sorry, baby's crying.
Oh,
right
I
now.
See. So this is kind of my first ever show, so I'm a little nervous, but it's fine because my friends are abandoning me, so I don't need to be nervous. I just need to power through. And
has anyone joined me for my show, I recall? No.
Well, you very inconsiderately scheduled your show in the middle of my lab, but I know for a fact you don't have class for several hours.
Well, I have things to do, though.
Anyways,
I'm a busy woman.
We can plug our shows really quick. Tune in this Thursday to Pondering in the Shadows with DJ Tika Hertz and I. From 10:30 a.m. to noon, it'll be some good music, a little bit of an eclectic mix.
Yep, if you'd like to. DJ Mad Dog here. My very lit show is called Applesauce Cake, and it is, what day is it? It's Thursdays, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., but it's alternating, so it's not this week, it's week after. So tune in if you'd like. I think it's pretty lit. A lot of people tell me it's lit, so up to you, bro.
I'm just thinking about last night, the three of us and our friend Zoe were watching a movie, and it was like 11:30, and I think DJ Hayes was like, "You guys know we have a show tomorrow, right?"
That was Mad Dog. DJ Mad Dog.
DJ, I couldn't remember.
Well,
okay,
we'll give
my
the credit,
bad
we'll
that I can't remember exactly.
That goes to DJ.
Notice
Anna.
How I didn't confidently
proper
say DJ
goes to
or
DJ
Hayes?
Mad Dog's mother, Christy, for calling me last night and going, "Are you excited for your show?" And I was like, "What show?"
Imagine. So I don't think any of us remembered, but thank
yeah.
you, Christy.
No, yeah,
you saved
you
us. Because
save
that second, I set an alarm for 8 a.m. and I just, yeah. I don't know if it would have happened.
I don't think I would have remembered.
Also, I got a chance to like work on my playlist and stuff, which would not have happened. So
anyways, farewell, listeners. Hope you have a amazing, wonderful day. Have a good day at work, Mom, if you're still listening.
If you would like.
Yes, yeah. If you'd like to have a good day.
Only have a good day if you'd like.
We love y'all, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
See ya.
Peace.
But I'm still here.
Peace.
Bye, guys. Hello, everyone. This is DJ A-Zone, and welcome to my show, Garden Party. If you didn't know, you're listening to KDBS. 90.3 FM, KDBS Davis. I need a few seconds to get started, so I'm just going to yap a little bit. Just trying to log into some accounts. Don't worry about me, y'all. I hope you're enjoying this smooth jazz. So yeah, this is kind of my first ever show. Not actually. I had a 2 to 4 a.m. show. Mad Dog just flipped me off behind the window. I actually feel so disrespected. Okay, whatever. Sorry. This is a new show. Fresh start. Essentially, I had a show last quarter in the winter time from 2 to 4 a.m. with my co-host, Mad Dog, who just left. But then this quarter, I was like, okay, I'm my own woman. I need my own show. Like, it's time. So I signed up for my own show, but the first show I had,